punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures swarm and multiply in a drop of water.
This is Eli with Off the Record on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for a wide range of alternative music and just whatever I feel like. And remember,
this is strictly off the record.
Hey, how's everyone doing tonight? This is Sam with CFRC 101.9 FM. You're listening to Punk is Dead. We're going to be playing a lot of punk and hardcore for the next hour here. And that first song there, it was SOA with Blackout. And SOA was Henry Rollins from Rollins Band and, I don't know, more notably, equally as notably, Black Flag. SOA was Henry Rollins' first band before he joined Black Flag, and it was on Discord Records. And it was recently announced that Ian MacKay from Minor Threat Fugazi, Discord Records owner, and Henry Rollins will be making, or they have recorded, at least part of an album together, which is surprising because Henry Rollins has stepped away from music for like 20 years, I think. He just said he didn't have any lyrics left one day. And he just quit music. He stated that he didn't hate music. He wasn't tired of it. He said he just had nothing left. So that'll be exciting to hear Ian MacKay and Henry Rollins teaming up, bringing back some, making some music for the first time. And I don't know how long it'd be for Ian MacKay. He's always doing something. So it's more surprising for Henry Rollins. So because of that, we're going to be playing, I'm going to go through like all, not all of their bands, because Ian MacKay was in a lot of bands, but all of their notable bands that Henry Rollins and Ian MacKay were both in. So we started off with SOA there. Next up, we're going to have some Minor Threat. No, first we're going to have Teen Idols, because that was Ian MacKay's punk band slash hardcore band before Minor Threat. So stay tuned for lots of Henry Rollins and lots of Ian MacKay. Up next, we got Sneakers by Teen Idols.
What?
That was off of Teen Idol's Minor Disturbance EP, which was Discord Records' first ever release, because basically the Teen Idols were the ones that started Discord Records, because they were a band for about a year and they made like $600 just doing gigs and stuff, and they saved it all throughout the year instead of spending it. So then when the band broke up, they could either divide all the money between all the band members, or they could spend the money and press the recordings they had made. And they decided to start Discord Records, press that record, and the rest is history with how many more records Discord has pressed and all the bands that have come from Discord Records and been on the label. So I'm going to keep playing Henry Rollins and Ian MacKay stuff throughout the night, but I don't want to just play their stuff right at the start. So I'm going to move over to some newer punk. This is a Canadian band called Seconds. They're from Kamloops, British Columbia. And this is off, it's a 3-song demo tape called Seconds Demo. You can go buy a cassette version on Bandcamp. Their Bandcamp is just called Seconds. This song is called Savage Detectives, and since it's a demo, it's very lo-fi. But I can hear if they had a... I like it with the lo-fi sound, but I know it'd be really good if they had like quality recording. Like, not too good. I don't want it overproduced, but I can just hear something and how their sound could be in their composition of this song. So here you go with Seconds, Savage Detectives. Actually, I made a mistake there. It's like a 2-song, 1-track. So it's called Dr. Benway / Savage Detectives. We'll be right back. That last one there was a song called 161 by Trauma Bond. They're self-described Montreal-based anti-fascist hardcore. And I know I played a lot of Montreal hardcore last episode, because it was just my hardcore episode. But there's also a lot coming up tonight just by chance. Like, I wasn't even looking for it this time. It just happened to be the best songs for that I was feeling this week. But next up, we're going to go back to the Ian MacKaye, Henry Rollins sort of topic. Going to play Black Flag, because we're going to go Henry, Ian, Henry, and so on. So this song is called Beat My Head Against the Wall by Black Flag, because there's a big difference between SOA and Black Flag. Like, the first Black Flag album with Henry Rollins, Rise Above, is... it's like, it's pretty classic hardcore sound. It sounds pretty similar to SOA, just with, it's kind of, there's more riffs in it. But on later albums like Slip It In and My War, Black Flag really started, they started going towards like stoner metal almost, like slow, heavy riffs. And I think those albums are where Henry Rollins' voice really showed what he could do on vocals. So yeah. This one is from My War, and it's called Beat My Head Against the Wall.
Time. I will stand in your line.
I really like that album because it's just such a switch up from the stereotypical hardcore that they had been doing before. Not to say that they weren't very influential in hardcore. They were an amazing hardcore band. But a big part of the reason that they made their record like that, and it was really heavily inspired by metal like Black Sabbath, was they wanted to break out of the stereotype that they were afraid of being pigeonholed into in the hardcore scene. And they just really want to break out of the conformity that was already growing in the scene back then, which is still an issue that I have with the punk scene today, is the conformity, which is very ironic to what the punk scene was originally supposed to be. But up next, we're going to go back to Ian MacKaye's band, one of Ian MacKaye's band. He's in a ton. We're going to play some Minor Threat and going to play Salad Days, which is going to be another big switch up. The thing I'm trying to do with this episode today is show the evolution of Henry Rollins and Ian MacKaye's musical talent. Like, they've done so much different stuff and they've pioneered multiple different genres. And yeah, I just wanted to show you the evolution of their songwriting ability. So that will be at the forefront for this next one, Salad Days by Minor Threat.
We'll be right back. Hey everyone, the name's Jaden, and I'm the host of the hot new show on CFRC's block, Sounds of the Diaspora. On this show, we'll be celebrating black music across all eras, genres, and borders, with a dose of history and politics. From hip-hop to rock and roll, from Afrobeats to Bossa Nova, we're your one-stop shop for everything black. Every Thursday at 10 p.m., only on 101.9 CFRC. And remember, the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice.
So that last one there was Bad Penny by Big Black. And Big Black, it's fronted by Steve Albini, which you might recognize the name of, who he produced a lot of great albums. He was the producer on In Utero, which is kind of most notable for me. But he also produced some of the Pixies stuff. And I think it was just a lot of that era of 90s bands that he produced. But something interesting was that I was like taking a break from planning out what songs I was going to play today. And I was looking through the CFRC CD collection, and I was looking at Billy Bragg CDs, who I've played at least once, maybe a few times previously. And I found it was his single for the song Sexuality. And he has a song called Bad Penny on it. And I was wondering if it was like a cover, or if Big Black covered theirs, if Big Black covered Billy Bragg. But then I looked at the lyrics and it didn't seem like it was a cover. But either way, just because I thought it was a cool coincidence, I'm going to play some Billy Bragg here with Bad Penny. Okay, this next song is going to be a pretty big switch up from Billy Bragg. We're going to some more Canadian hardcore. But, you know, I have to throw in Billy Bragg whenever I can. This next band coming up is some fairly new Canadian hardcore. That's a band called Weightless from Vancouver, British Columbia. But it's spelt like weight, like W-A-I-T, / less. But I don't think you're supposed to pronounce the slashes. This is from their EP, nine song, could be an album, nine song. It's called Improve Your Image, Listen to Weightless, and I'm going to play the first song from the album called Hot Girl. But I just want to add that this band kind of, they remind me of a band I played last week, if any of you were listening. They're called Piss, and it's like, I think it's the vocals remind me of each other because it's just that pure, raw anger, and it's another female vocalist. So this band, very cool. Definitely check them out. Weightless. Here we go. That was Attention Deficit with a song called Attention Deficit off the album. Guess what it's called? Attention Deficit Number 1. He's an artist from Montreal. It's just, it's not a band. It's a single artist named Pinbone. And that's just another great example of the Montreal punk scene, how much is coming out of it. That album, or well, EP, it came out November 4th, so go check it out on Bandcamp. Very cool EP. So I'm going to go back to the Ian MacKay, Henry Rollins thing here. And the next band that I haven't played yet is Rollins Band, which is, it wasn't, I don't know if you'd call it Henry Rollins going solo, but whatever you want to call it, it's got his last name in the band name, so it's at least half going solo. But yeah, this is, the song is called Wreckage, and it's off their debut album called Lifetime, which came out in 1987. And their Roland's band is kind of like the last Black Flag album I played there, My War. Like, they got into that slower sludge metal sound where Henry Rollins' voice could really be seen for what it is and how talented a lyricist and vocalist he is. So yeah, here we go. I'm going to play Wreckage now, and then up next I'll play Fugazi Badmouth, because that's Ian MacKay, one of his many bands. So we'll have those both back-to-back coming up.
Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
So that was Roland's band and then Fugazi with Wreckage and Badmouth, respectively. So that's pretty much, that's almost it for the Henry Rollins, Ian MacKaye feature show. Not the whole show. The whole show is not done, but that's, I will only have one more song by Ian MacKaye or Henry Rollins left. And that next band will be Embrace, which is one of Ian MacKaye's, I think there were maybe three bands after Minor Threat, but before Fugazi. But they have more of that Fugazi post-hardcore or even emo-core sound. Like, if you know Rites of Spring, they are the band that most people attribute emo to. They basically, I wouldn't say invented, but created the sound, sort of. So yeah, I'm going to play up next Embrace with their song Money, because it kind of relates to the ethics of Fugazi. I've heard stories about them getting major label offers for millions of dollars in like their own subsidiary label on the major label, and they kept turning these what are they called, A&R guys, they kept turning them down because they were on Discord themselves, and they really uphold their DIY ethics and their anti-corporate rock values. So really respect Ian MacKaye and all the guys from Fugazi in that respect, I guess. And yeah, just listen to the lyrics on this one and you'll kind of get what I'm saying. This is Embrace with Money.
It means that people can get daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world. Not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, different understanding, but a different picture, a different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
All right. Up next here, I'm going to play a song from a Toronto band called Giant Tiger, and the song's called Leafs Lose Again. But I want you to know that I am not sad when the Leafs lose, as the song implies. I'm a Senators fan, the Leafs suck, and, I don't know, fight me on it. Screw the Leafs. Leafs lose again. Here we go.
Life. Well, I can't stand to see that.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water.
This is Eli with Off the Record on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for a wide range of alternative music and just whatever I feel like. And remember,
this is strictly off the record.
That was one of my favorite all-time Canadian punk bands. They're called DBS, and they're active like from 1992 to 2001, I think. So not that long, really, unfortunately, because I would love them to still be making music, but I know that's not really feasible with a lot of these older punk bands. Up next, we got some more Canadian punk for you. Some more BC punk specifically. I feel like most of the punk I've been playing today was from Montreal or BC, if it wasn't Washington with the Henry Rollins and Ian McKay stuff. But yeah, because DBS, they're also from, I think, maybe Victoria, BC? Anyways, this song is called I Want to Be an Industry Plant, and it's by a band called Sundiver, and I thought it was kind of relevant to play with. I've just been hearing a lot about Somber recently, and pretty sure that guy's an industry plant. He's got to be. And so many other artists that are getting big right now, especially with social media. And it's just pretty upsetting, because music is supposed to be about how good your music is, and now a lot of it is connections and if you can get one hit song as a TikTok audio or an Instagram reel audio, like in the case of Somber. But anyways, ignoring that, we're going to listen to Sundiver with I Want to Be an Industry Plant.
I'm not showing up, cause she's not there.
Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight, and I got one last song to send you off with. This is Humanity Upon Request by Punitive Damage.